Dormitibus, Prologue, Part 2.
Yes.
The White Amazon felt it. A surge of energy that writhed with a certain level of negativity. An entity, a morsel, that embraced the darkness that they have as well. His feats were impressive. Well, no, they were. They were more than impressive. They were perfect. The Amazon shrouded in shadows, lifting up her hands, feeling the negative air and sensing the accomplishments of their selected target. A cunning soul that had made something from nothing and was able to band together even the most hardcore of rivaling families. And to top that off, he also won a war. At such a young age. Both monarchs glanced at each other and grinned. They had found their catalyst. With their will set on the symbol etched into the grass, they stepped back as their magic they've culminated reached through space, nabbing the soul of this individual and pulling him here, to their world. The White Monarch mad, absolutely sure, double and triple checking that the ritual would work as intended, in order for the utmost minimum resistance they had to ensure that he remembered nothing from his past. They would forge a story for his origins later, but for now, they had to focus on simply getting him here. As the ritual was nearly complete, the symbol began to glow more and more brightly, so much so that the entity of shadows had a retreat, and the one covered in white fur put a hand to block the light. The aftershock of a devastating explosion came with a creature that they summoned. Such a powerful force of combustion sent even them backwards. Setting up a small barrier, the White Amazonian Monarch awaited the blast to pass, before lowering it and returning her attention to the spot that she and her companion cast a forbidden summoning spell. As per her instruction, the magic had been cast, and reeled in the subject that they so desired.
How marvelous! The ritual worked!
The shadowy mare returned, eyeing the younger, collapsed figure with curious, glowing green eyes.
Interesting. This creature is quite ancient in the scriptures of Equestria. I remember seeing something like him in the Crystal Empire archives back when I was still on the throne. I believe that they call this thing a human.
The White Mare rose an eyebrow at this, but shook it off as the human before her was injured and bleeding out by the second. Kneeling down in front of it, she lifted up his head, grimacing at a nasty head wound that only the sharpest and finest of blades could cleave. The fact that she winced at it was a testimony of how grave and precise the cut was.
The human is injured. I doubt that he'll make it back before he withers his life force away.
She summoned a screen in front of her, which aimed at the human's chest and showed his heartbeat. As the minutes went by, the heartbeat slowed with his breathing. The other monarch watched with curious eyes, and an idea popped in her head.
We have seen this human's wavelengths, and how much negativity is stored within his mind, his soul, and his heart. Yes. And?
The mist around the mare flowed like a stream towards the human's slack jaw, seeping into his mouth and down his throat. As it sank into his innards and reached his chest, his heart began to glow bright purple.
If I can tweak it just right and give this little morsel the right push, I can turn all that negative emotion into physical magic. His body will heal naturally, and he will be spared of death.
The human's body flinched inward as his body convulsed, his eyes opening and his arms pulsating as he began to writhe in place. The White Mare backed away, glaring at her companion.
You fool! What did you do? What is this? This is not magic. It can't be. My fellow queen, what have you done?
The two backed up again, as the prowess the shadow pony unleashed burst from the human's body as a light show of purple and black. Bolts of electrical magic arced from the human as he began to flail and flop around more wildly, his cries of pain turning to gurgling, vibrating howls of growling like a distorted timberwolf backed into a corner with a broken leg. As the human flipped onto his back, his howling turned to a full-blown roar of anger and hatred as the magic the monarch unveiled poked and prodded at his chest. In one swift motion, that power exploded from his chest, sending flesh and some sort of black ooze everywhere. Not wanting to get it on them, the two royals retreated once again, watching as it all seemed to slither and attach to the young human's body. The said human continued to flip and freak out, gnashing his jaws and slapping the ground with every turn as the ooze covered his body. The more it did, the more it seemed to change. The liquid became some sort of amorphous goo, taking shape around the human as if it were a template. Rows upon rows of teeth, some of which protruding from areas that weren't even inside the human's mouth, made themselves present as the body grew bulkier and taller. Way, way taller. The White Amazon grew slightly fearful and worried as the folly of her companion had not only unlocked but amplified a series of grief and hate so powerful that it rived her own. It showed, because the bigger and stronger those emotions are, the same traits apply to the magic within. And this thing stood 10 feet tall, at least.
You halfwits! Do you have any idea what you've done?
She backed up as the sludge had two misshaped eyes open at the head of the now humongous abomination.
Curse you! Damn you! Because of your mistake, we have to retreat! Retreat? I hardly think so. We can still—
There was an exceptionally mighty roar, and the two turned back to the newly formed beast as it ripped open a mouth onto its face, showing where the rest of the teeth that sank into the ooze went. A long, snake-like tongue lashed out as the creature's body tensed, tendrils spewing from every angle of its upper body. To be quite honest, such hatred and anger could even scare the two monarchs standing before it. The two monarchs, without even thinking nor hesitating, turned tail, and either seeped through the shadows or flashed away in a quick blink of light. They dared not try to capture the human, nor lure him away into their clutches now. The Shadowmare's mistake had cost them the chance to renew the long-lost male demographic of their dominion, and thus they have to pull back and rethink their plan. As for the creature, its gurgling and growls continued as it fell over onto its claws and knees, panting hoarsely as its own body leaked onto the forest floor. For a moment, the human had its mind intact. It felt as if he was still in control, and his body was only covered by a physical representation of his resentment and vexation. When he first saw those claws in front of him, he didn't really know what to think. Then came a sharp pain, like an alarm. Not so much of a growl, but a pang, as if you had a headache in your stomach. It was hunger. But not the typical hunger that required food to satiate. This required something else. His mind felt as if it warped, and his attention was drawn to the noises coming from the northern ends of the forest. His mind raced as to the possibilities. Noise equals civilization. Civilization means people. And people... well, people. People meant food. The inventor stood up, struggling slightly with the new weight that had been put onto his body as a consequence for the larger mass and muscle. Each step forward that he took sounded like a curb stomp someone had put all of their weight into, and his vision sometimes blurred as he neared the delicious scents of other animals. They smelled like horses, but they were delectable, nonetheless. His warped mind would enjoy acquiring his food. His tongue snaked out of his horrific maw as he reached the edge of the forest. Staring into the town, he spotted several figures wandering about towards the center of town. What exactly were they? Their figures don't match other humans. They have cute little muzzles, and some were even flying. He even saw horns sticking out of their foreheads, too. What the hell was going on? He felt the pang in his stomach again, this time worse than before, as his misshaped eyes glared forward, his tongue lapping across his teeth, as his more sinful urges clouded his vision and warped his mind further. Taking his first step out of the foliage, he made his way towards the town. Alright, so get this. The inventor shows up to town, and instead of eating them and killing them in the process, he eats them out. I'm joking, I'm messing around, that won't actually happen. I think, if it actually does, which the chances are slim to none, I think I might quit for a week. Anyways, let's get on to our healthy donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, Jay Tinman, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Zar630, Raiden, Black Moon Art, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneSythe9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Riney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Hedge, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Audric Plincart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Neapolitan, 6 of 9, Shyfire, and Nstamp PUBG. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.